Blog Talk Radio.
Much for tuning into the next chapter of Widows Ministry Talk Show, a ministry embracing widows and others who have lost a special loved one. I am Mary Hollis, your host, and I'm hoping that all is well with all of you, and thank you so much for tuning in. We're going to start with our speaker. Our speaker, Jawan Stewart, she was on last week, and she shared her testimony with us, and now she's going to continue talking about her mission, a mission to inspire parents, influence students, impact community. She also is focused, her focus is to embrace the power of one by enriching families, building communities, and building the gap of access to opportunities for underprivileged youth in STEAM. That's STEAMM. It means science, technology, engineering, art, medicine, and math. And I want to also remind you, if you weren't on the air last week, she is a widow, and she's been a widow since 2006. That's 14 years ago when her husband transitioned. And she gave us a beautiful testimony last week. And if you didn't hear it, you can always go. One thing I want to add to this tonight, that if you miss a show, you can go to the internet. It's blogtalkradio.com/the next chapter. You can always go back and listen on the internet if you miss a show or also want to just listen to it again and get information that you needed to hear. So I'm going to repeat that. It's blogtalkradio.com/the next chapter. So just know that you can, if you don't write down everything that she talks about tonight, you can actually go on the website for the blog talk show and gather that information as well. Well, I want Jawan to be able to take as much time that she needs. I will announce one thing at the very end of the show, but I'm going to let her go get started so she'll have enough time to share the information that she wants to share with us tonight. Jawan, it's all yours.
Thank you so very much. I'm so nice to be back with everyone. And I'm just, you know, eager to kind of share with you the plan B. And one, the one that I'm going to speak about today focuses on parent engagement. And that business name is Jawan.co. And it's through that I am known as your parent coach, because basically that's what I do, is to coach parents, and I support engaged parents individually or as a group by connecting them to resources for their students through coaching and empowerment. So I do that really intentionally. It's a burden and a blessing that God has placed on my heart to engage with the parents after a lot of the things that I've been involved in with my husband, and some of the same things that I really just had a passion for as I work with parents in the community over the years. I served as the co-founder with my husband of the NAACP Gwinnett Chapter Youth Council, and I learned a lot of the things that I apply in my business through that experience. I continue to provide access. Our youth council at that time was one of the first to have a NSBE Junior component, which NSBE Junior stands for National Society of Black Engineers Junior Program, and it allows students to learn about technology, science, engineering, and math through that experience, and it provided them with exposure opportunities to different fields, career fields, like coding and computer science and all those types of things that are very prevalent nowadays. We were doing that back in 2004, 2005. And so I'm really just blessed because the way that I have envisioned and worked with my business is to be very intentional about parent engagement first. I know there are a lot of organizations out there that focus on mentoring the child. But what I do, and I learned this formula, I was looking at a TED Talk on a gentleman who created a program for working with students, and he came up with a formula which I thought was really unique. It's for thriving. And so I applied that formula to what I do in engaging with parents and students. And when I look at parents working with the students, I say, let's start with finding out what your student's spark is. What do they like? What do they like to do? What are they interested in? And so I look for and build relationships, you know, encourage parents to build relationships with their children to determine what their spark is. Every child's spark is different. And something that they have to, you have to learn to nurture it and work with it. And a lot of times it might be different from what you thought it was and you thought it should be. The other component to my formula is that every child has at least three champions in their life to help them pursue what it is they want to become. And a lot of children do not have three champions. They may have one. Some may not have any at all. And so I make it intentional to encourage parents to be one of those champions, but also to look for educators, mentors, sponsor them, navigate those things with their child as well. Then the last part of the formula has to do with opportunities, and that's really where I come in and put a lot of emphasis for what I offer parents, is that I offer parents opportunities that are unique for their children to be able to grow and to be able to challenge them, because I feel like it's really critical for parents to really allow the child to be stressed while they're in their home, while they're in your care, to provide for them exposure and things that maybe you didn't know about or you had not experienced yourself as a child. So therefore, I can bring some resources, tools, and support systems there to help you engage and help you to help your child to grow. And I call that the E7 advantage. That's what I bring as a parenting advantage for the parents that I work with. So I'm just, you know, really very excited for what I'm able to do, for the parents I've been able to work with. I think I have touched bases with you in regards to a unique opportunity that I had for high school students that were graduating seniors this year. I serve as a community partner with Posse Atlanta. Posse Atlanta is a unique program for students, and a lot of times students are nominated through their high school. And I have built out a relationship with Posse through the different organizations that I've served under over the years, and I've had the privilege of nominating students for the past 10 years to Posse. And when the students are nominated, they go through a interview process. It's very, very, very demanding. It's called the DAP interview process. And once they complete the interview process, if they finish all three tiers, they are given a full scholarship to a college. And it's the college that's among the Posse schools that they service. And I have had the privilege of having at least four students that have received full scholarships. One of them was a runner-up, and they received a full scholarship somewhere else. So it was just really some of the schools that they've gone to include Boston University, College of Worcester, Texas A&M, and Babson Colleges, all of in the Northwest and in the Southwest. And it's just a really unique opportunity. So I look for things that stand out. I look for ways that I can engage with parents and help them to navigate these steps, because I feel like parenting is so different now than it used to be. It's not the same. So we have to address it, have to look at it as parents to be proactive, to be engaged. And sometimes when you've gone through a loss, like I went through and many of you may have, it's hard to find the strength to just step in there and do a lot of these things. So having someone in your corner, a cheerleader, a support, a coach such as myself, can help you navigate some of the things that come on. So I just, do you have any questions, Mary? I just wanted to.
Yeah, I do have a question. What are the age groups?
I work with students that are in middle school and high school. A lot of my students, I say 50% of them are middle school and maybe 25 in high school, 25%, and then another 25% might be elementary school age, but I really put a lot of emphasis on middle school students.
Okay, I have a couple more questions because I didn't hear, what's the name of the program? You said Coffee or Posse? I wasn't clear. Posse.
Posse, all capitalized, Atlanta.
P-O-S-S-E. Okay.
Another program that I work with, too, is NSBE Junior, National Society of Black Engineers Junior Program. And so I introduce parents to that program, provide access points for them to be able to, you know, get their children involved if they choose to. But a lot of what I do is really educating and supporting and coaching parents, so they can have access to these tools for their child. And the second tier or second part to what I do with my services, my parent services, is that I do offer some special things that I offer for students, but I don't do them on a regular basis. We have different events that go on or different times that I offer those things, and it's only for the parents that I'm working with.
I have another question.
Go right ahead.
How are you? I'm trying to sort of pick questions I think that the audience might want the answer as well.
Sure.
The other thing. Now, suppose if my middle school or high school decide to go to a local college, a different college, will you still be able to get those funding, those scholarships for those schools, or only for the school that you mentioned?
Okay, for the Posse program, it's limited to the schools that they have a set group of schools that they service students to for that particular program. But there's so many other scholarship opportunities out there that you don't have to be limited to that one alone. It's just a matter of, you know, just opening up your eyes to see and someone introducing you to the other potential opportunities that are out there. I expose parents to several programs and items that are out there. I put a lot of emphasis on just, number one, a parent building relationships with their children, you know, really understanding what the child's spark is a piece of that, and then finding ways to help them build out their portfolio for college and career. Every child should have a portfolio, I say as young as elementary or at least start by middle school. And in that portfolio, you need to put down the things that they're involved in, awards they've won, writings they've done, just different things like that that you can go back and refer to as growing and learning and exposure opportunities that they've been a part of.
That's a great idea. You can continue.
Okay. The other thing that I really emphasize, too, with regards to students is them being stretched a little bit, because I focus on students' presentation literacy skills. And I think a lot of times that's underutilized for parents, because a lot of students may be very smart and have great academic portfolios or academic grades, but when it comes to them being able to share their thoughts and communicate effectively, they have a difficult time. So what you need to do as a parent is to start to nurture that and start to build that skill, because it's a skill. Speaking is a skill, and it can become their superpower if you allow it to. So what you do is you start to nurture that and work with that with them when they're young, and you help them to find their voice and determine what it is that they want to share, they want to talk about, and begin to put them in situations and scenarios that will help them to grow in that area. So that's what I do with the parents, is to provide those access points for their students. We have access to Toastmasters, both for parents and for students, through what I do. I also introduce students to TED-Ed clubs, which is a unique way of them developing a talk that they can learn how to do a presentation with. They can videotape it, archive it, and put it in their portfolio for future use. So those are the kinds of things. I know they're, you know, a little unusual and different, but I think it's really important to be able to, you know, bring these skill sets out in your child at a young age.
Yeah, that is very important to teach them how to, because that will sell themselves.
Exactly. The other component that I work with parents on is to, when it comes to doing events and things like that, I think it's important that parents recognize that they are the leaders in their home, and that you are the leader, the first leader that your child sees. And so they're going to emulate what you do. If you stretch yourself, if you try new things, then they're going to look at that and say, you know what, Mom did that, Dad did that, oh, I can do that, you know? Or I've seen people that are doing that, and that I know it's hard, it may be tough, but I can, you know, overcome. And so I'm, you know, learning how to step out in those areas that are uncomfortable, that are really challenging, is what I encourage parents to do, especially as a widow. I think if you're coming together with another group that's bringing you support and helping you in that area, it gives you the confidence to be able to do those things.
Okay. You can, let me see what else, if I have another question here.
No problem. While you're thinking, Go ahead.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I developed a platform that I have meetings once a month called Pep Talks, Parent Engagement Pop-Ups. Parents are welcome to come to that. It's all virtual. So you can plug in. You can also connect with me through E7 Parent Advantage Hub, which is on Facebook. And if you go on that and log in and fill out, there's a little questionnaire because it is a private group. But you can be connected to some of the resources that I have that are free and accessible for parents that are connected with me in that capacity. So the next pep talk will be coming up on September 8th. It'll take place in the afternoon at around 5 o'clock. And I have a guest speaker coming for that, and they will come and share some insights and tips. And every pep talk is recorded, so you can go back and look at it later.
Good. And you emailed me a brochure and information regarding everything that you're talking about. So,
yes.
Audience, if you're interested in the material, all you have to do is text me and let me know, and I'll email it to you. So you'll have that information. And share it with others. If you can't use it, if you know that someone else can use it, make sure that you share. Learn how to always share. Never keep something glued to yourself. I spend a lot of time sharing, and it's so important that we share our information. So if you know someone else that can use this information, please share, because this is great information, because it's so important for our children to learn how to communicate, because that helps them to be able to go further in life.
Mm-hmm. It really does. And when they've gone through a loss, such as ours, you know, I didn't realize how important it was, you know, even for my children, to have that, you know, that safe space and a place where they can engage. And so that's really, it can be very, very important for them in their development. So I encourage you, if you can come and be a part of the pep talk, you're welcome to join us. This, like I said, September the 8th, it's a Tuesday afternoon, and I'm just, you know, delighted to be a part of what I feel like God is doing in this season for parents to really provide for them resources, tools, support, and just affirmation, you know, because sometimes it can be tough, and as a parent trying to figure all these things out, and everything changes next, you know, by the time you learn one thing, they change it to something else. The requirements are different or something. So, you know, just staying on top of all of those things can be a bit overwhelming. So it's really important to develop your own that you have to help you navigate these waters, because, you know, change is inevitable. That's what I tell my parents all the time. Change is inevitable, but we can, you know, learn how to mitigate change, minimize it, and learn how to weather the storm. And, you know, that's what I'm hoping to be able to encourage parents to do.
Okay. Is there a cost?
Hello? Yes, there is a cost, and I can go over the details of that when they contact me.
Okay. All right. Good. And I'm going to give you another minute to go over anything else that you want, another 2 minutes to go over anything else that you want to share with us, and I want to just make one last announcement.
Oh, well, you know, I just want to say to you parents, you know, why a parent coach? Why even consider it? And I say that parents need encouragement too, especially in uncertain times like these. Learning how to develop intentional connections with within your community can bring you insight and support, not only for you, but for your family. So I just want to encourage you to consider being part of the change that you want to engage in and being a part of the Parent Advantage movement and the Empowered Parent movement.
Okay, great. Well, thank you so much for being with us for the last Tuesday nights, and like I say, I enjoyed. I'm sure everyone else did. Enjoyed your testimony, but your
Thank
journey,
you.
And in order to you know, start with this type of mission and to inspire our students, and and live with all these different topics that STEAM, science, technology, engineering, art, medicine, and math. Thank you so much for sharing all this information to us and audience. If you want additional information, she's already emailed it to my to the next chapter email address, and I can forward it to you, and you can share it with your family or someone else could help. And getting we definitely need scholarships, extra money to send our children to college, because it's getting more and more expensive every year. So every little penny helps.
Exactly. I can't agree with you more. And the earlier you start, the better.
Well, thank you so much.
Okay.
I have one announcement. It is the last few days, I emailed everyone a flyer regarding our 17th anniversary on September 19th. Would you believe today is September 1st? I just how time is flying. So it is less, it's 18 days from today. So I need all of you to be a part of this anniversary. Help us celebrate. It is at 10 a.m. on a Saturday morning. And guess what? We don't have to, we hope on Zoom, we want you to be seen. So our colors are purple and silver. And wear something casual. Get something casual. If you have something purple already, you don't have to get dressed up, because I'm not going to be dressed up. I want you to be comfortable and really to help us celebrate the 17th anniversary. The title is How God Can Change Your Rags to Riches. Sheila Coley, our president, is going to be our presenter, and she has some great information that it'll bring out that topic. I know you're saying, why she's talking about rag to riches. Yeah, she got some stuff to tell us that's going to answer those questions for us. So, look, you should have received the flyer already. I spent Sunday afternoon sending most of them, and I sent some more. I'm sending it every day as I, if I forget someone or whatever, I'll send it. But pretty much I've sent it to everyone. There's a few more people I'm sending it to, but all of you I know I've sent it to, unless you are a new guest and I have it. But pretty much look in your email for that flyer and pass it. So thanks again, Jawan. I really appreciate what you've done and what you've shared with us. And we're going to definitely be, you are available to come back again and give us more information, update information on your learning how to embrace Plan B and all of the other things that you've shared with us in the last two nights. Thanks again. We appreciate you. And I know that you are going to continue to do God's will. And that
Amen.
Is the end of our show. I hope that all of you will have a wonderful rest of the week and just be blessed, be safe, just continue to wear those masks, and I just hope that all of us can stay safe and healthy. Thank you again, and be blessed, and have a great evening, and tune in again next week from 10 to 10:30 p.m., and good night.
Your hand holding me, and how could I live without you? I can't see. Lord, what would I do in life? Where would I